From Storyflow News, Riley on News, June 15th. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 15th. Riley, June 15th. The Morning Read, 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from the Free Press, Trump gives Iran a lifeline and calls it peace. President Trump posted on Truth Social Sunday, framing a new memorandum of understanding with Iran as a great deal that would bring peace and security to the region. He highlighted the opening of the strait and the resumption of oil flow as signs of progress, positioning the move as a birthday gift to himself. In reality, the document is a preliminary step, not a formal treaty or lasting peace agreement. It sets a 60-day window for negotiations on broader terms, essentially extending the current ceasefire rather than delivering the sweeping stability Trump described. The distinction matters because the promised peace hinges on future talks that haven't yet materialized. Until those negotiations conclude, the region remains in a fragile pause rather than a confirmed settlement. Next, second, from the Free Press, has the Iran war been worth it? After nearly 4 months of war, President Donald Trump announced a great deal on Truth Social Sunday. The deal with the Islamic Republic of Iran is now complete. Congratulations to all, he posted. I hereby fully authorize the toll-free opening of the Strait of Hormuz and simultaneously herewith authorize the immediate removal of the United States naval blockade. Ships of the world, start your engines. Let the oil flow. The Secretariat of Iran's Supreme National Security Council confirmed the naval blockade would end Sunday night, with the formal signing ceremony set for Friday in Switzerland, though the text of the memorandum has not been publicly released. The agreement is not a full peace treaty, leaves 60 days to negotiate a fuller deal, and is the latest twist in a war that has reshaped the Middle East and roiled the global economy. On February 28th, the United States and Israel launched a joint military operation against Iran, killing Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei alongside dozens of senior Iranian leaders and severely degrading Iran's nuclear program. The war's opening weeks were swift and overwhelming. What followed was anything but. Iranian retaliatory strikes have caused significant damage at U.S. military installations in the Middle East. 13 American service members were killed and hundreds more wounded. And the Pentagon has acknowledged the war has cost $29 billion, a figure other estimates put much higher. At home, the war has driven up prices. The new Iranian regime is even more hard-line than the one it replaced. A shaky ceasefire has been in effect for 10 weeks, and even on Sunday, an Israeli strike on Beirut's southern suburbs threatened to derail a deal entirely. The agreement paves the way for negotiations over Iran's nuclear program, with sanctions relief and billions in frozen assets on the table. What happens next is far from clear, but this struck us as an opportune moment to ask a range of contributors to weigh in on an urgent question. Was this war worth it? Their answers vary widely and reflect the heated debate over the war that serves as the backdrop to the negotiations between Washington and Tehran. Elliot Abrams, what Trump could still throw away. Whether the conflict with Iran has been worth it depends on the terms of the deal ending it and Trump's willingness to enforce them. Right now, both are very unclear. Read more. Up next, third, from Shit You Should Care About, what we know about the peace deal with Iran. The deal was announced early this morning, but the signatures haven't been put down yet, and the full document isn't public. Both sides are already saying different things about what the agreement actually covers, so there's a lot of ambiguity to sort through. What we do know is that the talks were framed as a step toward easing nuclear tensions. The United States is saying the arrangement would limit Iran's enrichment capacity and grant a phased rollback of sanctions, while Iranian officials are emphasizing a broader peace framework that includes regional security guarantees. Those two narratives don't line up perfectly, and each side is pushing its own interpretation. Because the text isn't out, analysts are watching the language that each government uses in statements and press releases. So far, the U.S. has hinted at a conditional pathway, sanctions lift if Iran meets specific verification milestones, whereas Tehran is hinting at a more comprehensive deal that could involve broader economic cooperation beyond the nuclear issue. The mismatch suggests the final terms could still shift dramatically before anything is signed. Keep an eye on the next round of statements. Any clarification on the verification mechanisms or the timeline for sanctions relief will be the first real clues about how far this peace deal might actually go. And then,